Radio Sheffield.
And good morning, it's Toby and Breakfast here on BBC Radio Sheffield. Now, there's a new cycle lane in Sheffield city centre. Good news all round, yeah? Well, this one's been branded a death trap by cyclists. Not so good. The new junction layout in question is at the bottom of Pinstone Street, and it means that lorries and buses encroach onto the lane when they follow the road round the corner, going down onto Furnival Gate. We sent our reporter Mark Ansell, if there's any chance somebody's going to die, we sent our reporter Mark Ansell out on his bike to have a look.
Now, the red cycle lane has been painted at the bottom of Pinstone Street, next to where the moor starts. It's bang in the middle of the road, heading out of the city. Now, I'm going to try and cycle this and see how I get on to try and illustrate the problem. Right, here we go. The issue is, to accommodate the cycle lane, the road has been made narrower to such an extent that lorries and buses are forced into the cycle lane, as is happening now, in order that they can turn left.
Well, Matt Turner says this junction is in danger of killing cyclists. He commutes to the centre from Hillsborough every day on two wheels. He's with us now. Morning, Matt.
Pardon? Hi, Toby. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Tell us about this cycle lane. Well, I've seen it, but tell everybody about it.
So the cycle lane was installed last month, and I think it was designed last year by the council. And I came across it, and I thought, I can't cycle in that. It's far too dangerous. The drivers have to use it to be able to make the turn on the road.
Now, it's the long vehicles, isn't it? Buses and wagons who need to pull out to the right a bit to get a bit of an angle on to turn.
Yep, that's right. And the highway code says take extra care at junctions, and long vehicles might have to turn out into the middle of the road when making a left turn. But I don't know why the council didn't realise this and put a cycle lane in that very position. It seems very strange.
I have seen it. I was up there the other day going to park up there, and I came down to actually have a look at it, because I thought it just looks like it shouldn't be there. They could move it to the right a bit, couldn't they?
Yeah, there's some unused space in the middle of the road. So they've built out the centre of the road, and in the middle of the road, there's some space where no drivers go, where no cyclists go. If they simply move the cycle lane maybe a metre further out into the road, it wouldn't inconvenience any drivers. The drivers would be more separated from the cyclists, and everyone would be happier.
You've made a video of the of cyclists taking this junction on, haven't you?
That's right. I cycled down it with a camera on the top of my helmet, and it showed me trying to use the cycle lane. I think quite legitimately, cyclists see a cycle lane on the road, and they think, that's a good place for me to be. It's probably going to be very safe. So you cycle into it, and then you realise that the bus is about to squeeze you out. And the problem is, on the left-hand side, there's a bus coming towards you. And on the right-hand side, there's a curb that's maybe 6 inches high. You've got no escape route. You could be in serious trouble there.
Have you spoken to the council about it?
I have, yes, and I think they provided a statement.
Well, let me just see. I don't know if we've got that, but I don't need a statement because we've got John Bann on. John Bann is the head of transport, traffic and parking services at Sheffield City Council. Morning, John.
Morning, Toby.
This cycle lane, was it been put in the right place?
Well, we think so, because there was a cycle lane there before to get cyclists off Pinstone Street onto the moor, and also to turn right onto Charter Row. So, you know, it's something that cyclists want. I was out there on my bicycle yesterday, and I survived, but I have seen the videos on YouTube, and obviously I'm aware of the concerns.
And it's on the front page of the Star today. You can clearly see that it's in the wrong place.
Well, I think we recognise it's a tight location in an urban environment here, and we obviously are mindful of safety for cyclists and other road users. It's a very busy location for pedestrians onto the moor, and it will get busy with the new markets. And we do undertake road safety audits before the design is built, which we did do, and we had a couple of experienced road safety auditors look at it, and they passed it. But obviously you've got to see what it's like once it's in operation.
No, I understand that. Does that mean that you maybe can look at changing it?
Well, what happens, every time we build a scheme, we then go out afterwards, the road safety auditor looks at it and see, well, how is it operating, and we're doing that next week. And I've given my road safety auditor the YouTube link, so he's looked at that. So he'll go out on site with a colleague and look at it and see what we can do.
And if it is judged to be dangerous, you'll change it, will you?
Yeah, well, I think I've cycled it, and I was okay. The vehicles behind you don't overtake you. I think it is an issue if you go by the side of the long vehicle, you know, the potential to get squeezed out. As a cyclist as I am, you're always mindful. You've got to be very careful when you go on the inside or an outside of a long vehicle like a bus or a lorry.
There is that, isn't there, Matt? I mean, it's a cyclist, you know, a cycle lane is a cycle lane. It's not a force field.
No, that's right. Except most cyclists think that a cycle lane is a safe place for them to be. They think, yeah, the council have put this for me, put this down for me, you know, I should be cycling there, so I'll cycle it.
To be fair, roads are safe places to be. You still got to watch what you're doing.
Yeah, definitely. That's right. But when there are two lanes on a road, you assume that there can be a vehicle in one lane and another vehicle in the other lane. You assume that the vehicle in one lane won't have to move into the other lane to get around a junction.
I can see that. What would you say to John's on? What would you say to him about the junction?
I don't really understand how you could have done a safety audit when the junction was being designed. Surely when you get a design of a junction, you can just stick a turning circle of a single-decker long bus on it, and you can see there's not enough room for them to turn without being in the cycle lane. I don't see how you miss it.
How does that work, John? How do you work out how safe something is?
Well, as Matt said, yeah, we do look at the turning circles on the computer, and then an experienced engineer will look at it and work out whether it is safe or not. I mean, sometimes you do get overruns of lanes by vehicles. That they're not excluded from going into a lane. It's an advisory cycle lane, and both motorists and cyclists have got to be aware of that. But we'll obviously look at it in operation and see how it works.
If it does need changing, who'll have to change it? Will it be the council or will it be Amy?
It'll be the council. We set aside a sum of money every year for this particular purpose of and outcomes from road safety audits where we have to adjust the design. Most times we don't, but sometimes we have to do. And that's from experience with looking at it on site. And what we'll also do is we'll have a word with the bus operator to see what their drivers think about going through the junction.
Yeah, because that's important too, isn't it? No bus driver wants to be put in the position where he's knocked a cyclist off.
No, and we've not had the bus company call us and say this is dangerous junction, we've had problems here, so it's just when they're raised by a cyclist. So, but it's a fair comment, and we'll have a look at it.
Lovely. We'll talk to you if we can, John, once you've had a look at it.
Yeah, certainly.
Lovely. Thanks for your time this morning. Much appreciated. That's John Bann, Head of Transport and Traffic. They're going to have a look at it. We'll speak to all concerned, I think, once we've got the outcome of that.
I think that's really good. That's a really good outcome. Although I still don't understand how they designed the junction like this. I suspect what happened is they designed a junction with cars and buses and vehicles in mind. And they thought, oh, hold on, there used to be a cycle lane here. We'd better put one back. And that's how it got in such a dangerous position. I imagine it came very late on in the design process.
We shall find out when we speak to them in a couple of weeks' time what their new decision is. Thanks very much indeed for coming in, Matt. Much appreciated.
Toby Foster at Breakfast. BBC Radio Sheffield.